You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music. Website, steelcitymusic.ca. Go visit it. Lots of podcasts and interviews and all the other fun stuff. All the music that we air and interviews over on The Hawk and some of my own stuff and yada, yada, yada and all that other fun stuff. Now, this next artist is John Samuel. This guy is amazing. Though I've never personally spoke to him, I feel like I know him. He's been in Wintersleep for years. I had one of his last albums given to me by a friend of mine, Paul Quigley, here out of Hamilton, Ontario. And he runs a small label. He said, you know, we just picked up John. He's touring with Wintersleep, but he's putting out his own stuff. And here's the album. And I'm like, okay, sure. And this was like years ago, right? And I said, for some strange reason, I put it on the back burner. I was like, I didn't listen to it, whatever. And then I stumbled across it when I was going through my music library. I went, oh, this is actually really good. Wow, this guy's great. Spun it a couple times, put that to bed, right? And then recently I've been going on a Bandcamp tear of finding music to play for this show and for the website, that sort of stuff, because I'm trying to encourage people to look for different avenues to spend money on the artists. Like, you know, Spotify isn't going to make them any money and they can't tour because of COVID. So I've been saying, yeah, go to Bandcamp or go to the website and buy it from the directly. But I've been going to Bandcamp quite a bit. Anyway, I found John Samuel's new stuff, and he put this out in February. Called Dead Melodies. He actually released a single back in October of 2018, I believe. But on the February of 2019, he released Dead Melodies. You can hear his influence on Wintersleep if you listen to Wintersleep. You can tell where he's some of the Wintersleep sound is coming out of him, what he contributes to them, and what he gets back from them as well, plus his own stuff as well, like his writing, his vocals, his guitar playing, it's just all great. I dig it. So, having said all those fun things, we're going to spin the entire album. Dead Melodies goes to Bandcamp, punch in John Samuel. He's a Halifax native, and check it out. If you like it, buy it, support him, that sort of thing, right? Because that's what we're here to do. Okay, so you're going to hear To Repel Ghosts, Sister of Cider, Modern Lovers, Welcome to the Machine, Lesser Evils, Johnny Panic, and the Bible of Dreams, which sounds like a very interesting song. Maybe I should interview him, get a hold of him. Heal to the World, and starting things off, we'll go with the title track, Dead Melodies, from John Samuel, here on Steel City Music.
For all your pain and suffering, I can't keep. are falling to keep you in for retreat. The day you lied to save the world, to keep them young and innocent. The fountainheads dry, there's nothing left to keep the monsters from your bed. You're the healer of the world, a sleeper cell. To disinfect disaffected youth. A gnawing grudge, chipping dagger tooth. A holy hunger, ravaging truth. Words that crumble from your mouth come to chuck you while you sleep. You're the healer of the world, a sleeper cell. You're the healer of the world, living in a shotgun shell. You're the healer of the world, and we all know what you're doing. You fight us all on a pack of lies, and we swallowed. You led our flock to a pack of wolves, yeah, we followed. The upshot is, we don't.
Out to dry, his vivid nightmares punch holes in a psychoactive sky. He cries and curses dead melodies, tossing in his sleep. His life's labor's lost while butchering electric county sheep. Johnny Panic wants to get his shit together, start a punk band, and carry on that way. He says pop music has gone from the cradle to the grave. The hangman's noose is in the hands of a DJ. Johnny Perry, whoa, 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 whoa. 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 Johnny Panic's new outlook is bleak. He buys cheap drugs from a stranger in the street. That alley cat he fears has been cut too much, stepped on too many times, a burnt out crutch, and wouldn't want to feel for him. He just revels in living insane. Died and dry red wine lips, singing love songs penned for the
Modern lovers, the best way to go I'm out on my own.
Hey, the old radio show just keeps rolling on. My next guest, Hamilton Act. Now, I'm trying to figure out if they were a full band before, if they were just a duo. I'm guessing they're just a duo. How long have they been around? That sort of thing. So I'm rummaging around my whole little thing just to let you know about a little something. But here comes straight from the bio. Only Human is an independent band and have built this brand from the ground up. This group is a duo made up of Jeff Carmichael and Joe Conti from Hamilton, Ontario, and have met in 2005. By 2008, they were collaborating and creating original music and performing around Hamilton at pubs and parties. Now, their diverse influences of hip-hop and classic rock are apparent in their unique sound that attracts many young and old. The rawness of the recordings and live shows is what attracts fans to listen carefully to their funky folk flavor and soulful and melodic melodies. On the line with me right now is Joe Conti. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Gunnar, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Steel City Music. And I'd like to apologize for my old white guy reading of your bio.
Hey, it is all good, my brother.
Especially the part where I was saying there are diverse influences. I kind of thought I sounded like some sort of Midwest television host, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm about to interview the Wu-Tang Clan, and that's the intro I gave them.
That's hilarious, actually. That's pretty good.
Hey, man, how are things going with you? The last time I think you and I were chatting, I think it was like via email last year.
Yeah.
There was a previous single, and I think we may have chatted by phone for a little bit. I'm not entirely sure. But since then, a lot has changed here in the world and in the Hamilton music scene. And you put out some new music. Tell us about this upcoming single you're putting out.
Yeah, so the upcoming singles off our third album, which is Path of Least Resistance, and the song is called Clean Slate. And we were putting out an album a year for the last few years when we met up with Nick Zyla, and he's been able to produce our stuff with the audio. And, we collaborated with Jesse Truman to do a few videos that are available on YouTube and stuff. And what we decided to do now that everybody's kind of stuck at home is that, we have a lot of stuff that we want to release in the future, and we've been kind of stockpiling stuff like squirrels in the fall. So we decided to release all our stuff so people can have a listen, and because there's a lot we put out. We re-released our last two albums after we mixed in drums and bass because we were just doing more of a acoustic. That's how our most of our live stuff is. And so we have the full 4 and 5 piece in there, and then released everything. So there's 6 in total. If you want to check out Only Human.
Okay, so 6 in total, and this latest album is called Evolution, kind of like an aptly named for doing that much music. Now, you mentioned earlier that you guys are primarily an acoustic duo. Before COVID, and hopefully in time, in the next little while, our fingers crossed that this stupid pandemic gets under control somehow, and we can progressively move to a safer live show situation for artists like yourself. Is there any interest in you guys playing with a full band?
Oh yeah, no. And we have before, we have access to everybody. It's just that it's so much easier because it's primarily Jeff and I that write the music. So he's the lyricist and basically comes up with the poetry, and then I compose songs and then we marry them together. So with the shows, it's kind of cool because I play the shaker while I play the guitar and then do the backup vocals. So it's kind of neat. You get a pretty big sound coming from two people, but we definitely will be playing some shows with a full band.
Now, but how can you describe the sound or what have others described your sound as this duo? What are the comparisons that you guys have gotten?
It's kind of hard because honestly, the genre is from left to right. It's a wide spectrum, but when it comes down to it, it's a bit kind of like Beck.
Beck, okay.
Yeah. So, like, my background is classic rock, and I still play with a bunch of guys, and we primarily do rock stuff. Mm-hmm. And Jeff's more of a hip hop influence and a great writer and an awesome rapper. So when we marry it together, it's really hard. Like, I want to say Beck, but it's maybe the flavor of Beck with a hint of like bit more classic rock, because Beck was kind of doing more loops, and it's a bit different from that. And when you add a full band together, it's like, wow, is this even the same song, you know, because of all the other elements, right? It's pretty cool. Hey, it's Joe Conti here from the band Only Human. Check out our latest single, Clean Slate, off our album Path of Least Resistance, here at Steel City Music.
Break out the brush, erase the board, clear the air, untangle the cord, escape the madness, forget the fear. Relax your mind until your conscience is clear.
I want a clean slate.
How can I erase the past pain? All the memories that are stuck inside my brain. It takes time and patience, so wait. Whenever I leave home, I got a clean slate. Debated the who, the what, the where. Put up wish, why on earth do I care? Stepped away, reflected, tried to figure it all out. Starting with a clean slate's what I'm all about. How can I erase the past? The memories that are stuck inside my brain. It takes time and patience to wait. Whenever I leave home, I got a clean slate.
They can say whatever they say. You believe in yourself. Try and cut you down, put pressure on you until you melt. They can lie about you, but you keep standing tall. 'Cause I always got a clean slate.
On the way to Montreal, yeah.
From the band Only Human. If you want to check out our music, go to onlyhumanmusic.ca and you'll see the latest from us. Thanks.
Takes a bit of time to sink in, especially when you're drinking. Your mind is always thinking, especially when you're tripping. Your heart, it might be skipping. Another freaking reason. No matter what the season, you can't seem to be even. And even when you're Steven, who seems to be believing something dying, grieving. Goodbye to all the demons. You feel the worst of feelings. You're looking at the ceiling.
Well, probably in the evening you'll get that sense of relieving. It's that sense of relief when you start to believe. It's that sense of believing that gives you that sense of believing. It's more than just believing. You really must believe it. You're smiling and you're beaming. Even happy when you're cleaning. The hardwood floors are gleaming. The sauna is a steaming. We're only human beings. And seeing is believing. This life or are we dreaming? Walk through this life just sleeping. With all the things they said we're leaving. So sorry but deleting. And probably in the evening you'll get that sense of relieving. It's that sense of relief. Start to believe. It's that sense of believing that gives you that sense of believing.
Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here. For some strange reason, I think I spoke to these guys before, but I may not have, but maybe we're kindred spirits. But what I figured out is that we are networked through a whole bunch of Toronto musicians and here in Hamilton, Ontario. Joining me on the line right now is Queens and Kings. It's Brendan and Alyssa. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
We're doing really well. Awesome. Thanks.
Great to be here chatting with you.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for having
me. I'm glad that you guys could swing this interview because from what I understand, you had a live stream going the other night and Brendan had to come down
night.
And perform. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great fun. We had it at San Jose Studios. San Jose Studios is put on by C-Rock Live and Midnight Looms.
The interview. It was a great night of interview and performance live stream doing what we can do in the COVID times, right?
Yeah. I got to adapt to the situation and make sure you're doing things safely. So, it was our first. I've done some live streams with my solo project, but it was our first together. And I think it was a success. It was really
multi-cam
fun.
Multicam system using Sling Studio, this thing that. Manages all like cell phone footage. It was pretty fun.
It was a good time.
Well, it sounds like I'm sorry I missed it. It sounds like it's a good time. When COVID first hit, though, I've talked to a number of artists, and everyone was a little bit sketchy on how to do this properly, how to make it sound properly. It sounds like you guys hit it off.
Yeah, well, but luckily we were doing it from a recording studio. So, like, Jamie's actually gonna mix it. After the, we'll mix it after the facts.
Yes.
It sounded great going in. We just kind of had headphones on and everything, like, all the instrument isolation was happening.
I think when they repost it down the line, it will be with the studio audio. Right.
I think he's going to mix it. And I think they're going to actually in post also, they'll mix in like little excerpts of our music video and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to catching that.
At the beginning of COVID, everybody's like trying it. And I mean, Alyssa, you did some stuff with your other
right
project.
Off the bat. I did for Alyssa Vox Raw, like pretty much immediately after we went into lockdown, I got asked by City Hall Live to do a live stream for City Hall. Mm-hmm. So like my very first live stream and just figuring out the technology and how to get the sound and everything. It was like a big, trial by fire, trying to figure out, like I did so many test streams, like just like got a couple of friends to be on the other end of a private Facebook Live trying to figure out how to get, because my other project is a looping project, and it's like synths and a whole bunch of vocal harmonies and stuff like that. So the sound is tricky. It's not just like me and a guitar. It's a lot of layering and overdubbing. So it's tricky sound. And then when you add going through like your speakers of your computer, it's tricky. And I did one for the Beaches Jazz Festival through Sing the Toronto Arts Festival and a multicultural festival.
A lot of our friends were trying to navigate it at the same time. Yeah. So.
Well, it's good to have that base.
And sharing.
Yeah.
How did so you two both have your solo projects over time, from what I understand? But how did you two meet up together to start Queens and Kings?
Well, we've actually known each other for a decade now, and the project is actually probably only about 3 years old. Because funny enough, we met. When we were each doing our solo projects, Brendan had just had been living in Vancouver for 6 or 7 years, and he just moved back. And he just saw me. I'd seen him kind of at an open mic or two, and then he saw me.
I just was a friend, a mutual friend, said come down to my new open mic. So I went and checked it out, and that's when I walked in, and she was on stage singing like 30 part harmonies or something. I was like, what is going on? Like, she was looping one thing and making a 3-part harmony over here, a different 3-part harmony, a counter rhythm, a melody that goes over the rhythm. And it was all just built from scratch, one loop at a time in front of me. And I was just blown away. And I played drums, guitar, sang, written hundreds of songs and been around the industry. And I was just in shock of what I was hearing. So I pulled out my phone, immediately recorded it. And then when she got off stage, we started chatting and said we should go hit open mics together. And then we did that for a little bit of time and then became a couple for 9 years. And then, so.
Which we are no longer.
We are no longer a couple as of last December.
Yeah.
But we realized the best thing after 9 years of being a couple is the band and our friendship.
Yeah. So it only took, it only took us like 7 years of a relationship to figure out, hey, let's do this band together. I'd always wanted to, I'd always wanted to take it seriously. Like I've been playing different kinds of hand percussion for many years and lived in different parts of the world and studied different kinds of hand drums and stuff like that. But I'd always really wanted to play kit. Like even when I was like a little kid, I'd always have a habit of drumming with my fingers, which I still do. So finally I kind of decided I'm going to rent a drum kit. And like we had I had a space where I could put a drum kit in a basement, just like a temporary living space. And about that same time we decided, okay, now we can really start a rock project.
Let's get back to, we had spent years like just hunkering away and doing our stuff, like battling it out on the stages with our solo projects. But it was like her doing solo and me doing solo. Besides, I drummed for a couple other bands, but the main thing was my singer-songwriter stuff at the time. Right. And it's just, you're pouring all your heart out, you're doing all this stuff, and you get less back than the amount that you put in for a singer-songwriter. You know what I mean? Like, it's, people aren't freaking out in the eyes. They're not, like, you're not getting that energy back. People sit and just absorb it, and you're pouring out.
It's a different thing. I think very you're draining. Doing that kind of acoustic
and,
thing.
Yeah, and my history is like, back in the day before I did singer-songwriter for years, it was rock, like, grunge and rock and old school classic rock and new stuff like Queens of the Stone Age, all that stuff. So, it kind of was a great way where we kind of looked at each other and said, let's just rock out. Let's just have fun. Let's see what can happen. It was an experiment
to,
that
to
worked
do
out.
This kind basically. Of a rock project. And it really feels like I love doing, my other projects and stuff like that, but this really feels very much like home to me. It feels like the kind of thing I've wanted to do forever and I should have been doing all along. So yeah, it's just a big release for us,
It's therapeutic. And when we're on stage, it's more like, let's attack this thing. Like not like, getting a little sweaty palms because we're going to get up on stage.
There's no nerves. It's like, just like,
F you, Like and we do it for ourselves, for all the stress we've been through, for all the battles we've done in music and in our relationship. So it's a therapy to just let everything out.
Yeah.
And it's, and we try to also bring something special and unique for the audience. And it's been really working. Like we have bar owners, especially when we get to our last song, people like stop working and come out and start filming us, because we do some crazy shit near the end of our set. But anyway, I'm babbling a little.
That's okay. Hey man, listen, it sounds like you have the perfect COVID release for you to do something like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, like, we actually didn't see each other for the first long while, because we were just kind of, probably the first at least maybe 2-3 months, maybe. We didn't actually see each other in person. He was in Coburg, I was here. Mm-hmm. We were just kind of working on our music video remotely, just bouncing ideas creatively, and Brendan did the editing, and... But we weren't practicing because, like, we were still very much in isolation mode. And, you know, Brendan's taking care of his mother right now. And so we were just being very safe. So we really only started to get to practice again together. Like, you know, we've practiced together maybe a handful of times, just starting back in maybe, August or something like that.
Yeah, but it's meant to be with this band, because we got back first time after months of not playing, and it was pretty much
the same. It just felt like
we'd
never left it. Yeah. So,
I've never had that with any other bands.
Yeah.
What are the next couple shows you're going to be doing? Now that we are in that second wave of the stupid COVID thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of venues.
Yeah.
A lot of venues are shutting down across Canada in regards to just temporary, some more permanent. Is there any shows that you guys are going to be doing live that people can see you at, or are we going to do some more of the live streaming to help promote the new album?
Well, we do actually have another live stream coming up that we were doing with Dropout Entertainment. We're doing a Halloween themed show on October 29th. And we're just kind of getting the details. It's hard to plan things now because we've had a lot of, things that we were originally going to do a live stream from one of our favorite venues in the city. And just because of everything that's happening, it was just kind of hard to nail down dates. So we're kind of in the process of figuring that the details, but we're doing that on the 29th. And anyone who wants to find out more about that can just check. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and we have a website, queensandkingsmusic.com. And
but we don't have anything else besides that schedule.
We've actually been invited to do a few shows. We've been given some offers and
live
shows. But I just feel like now, first of all, like I want to make sure, like, you know, we're being safe and that we're, you know, we're showing our commitment to doing our part in this whole thing as well. And also, I think I'd feel a little bit weird inviting people to come out. Like, it would have to be like a, you know, I would consider, like, you know, the drive-in shows are pretty cool. Like, I think people are doing some really innovative, you know, finding some innovative ways to make it work. Like the Flaming Lips doing the big bubbles, like that would be great fun. As long as you could breathe in those things, that would be great
fun.
He's been
doing it for many years.
Yeah, I've kind of thought of like, you know, some ideas like that where you could just have everyone really isolated from each other. But yeah, I think we would do it if we thought it would just be completely like as safe as.
Well, we sure as hell miss it.
We miss it a lot.
Like getting it, like the real feel of it. You know, in the studio, the stream last night, we had to wear headphones and do all that. It was all a feed from, like, as if you're recording in the studio. But it sounded great because the guy's talented. But it's not the same as feeling the wind and the weight of those amps and the freedom of it bouncing around the room
and the audience. But it was a great experience nonetheless. It was really cool, fun.
Awesome.
But we're very much like a live, like I think our like one of our main things about this project is our live show, so we are very much missing that, and you know, hoping that we can all find our way through this, and that, you know, we're really feeling for the venue owners out there and all the small business owners, like just really tough times. So
some of our favorite ones that we played closed down.
Hey there, this is Alyssa.
And Brendan.
We are Queens and Kings. Check us out on our website, queensandkingsmusic.com. And you're about to hear our new single, I'm Beggin', on Steel City Music.
You got me under pressure. You got me on my knees. You got me under pressure. got me under pressure. Got me on my knees. Got me under pressure.
Listen to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
On the line with me right now is one of my favorite people in Hamilton, Ontario. Last year, I took some of my new sound gear and I went down to his house down on Barton Street. I went to actually stop at the McDonald's close to there. And I stood in line, and then, well, the police picked up a large man, and they used him as a battering ram and threw him out the door. And I went, oh, I'm not staying here.
These are the people in your neighborhood.
On the line with you right now is Steve.